Welcome to the Fitness Coach Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris Spearman. Our mission here at Fitness Coach Freedom is to help fitness professionals just like you transition from just another coach to an actual business owner and help you have a bigger impact in the world, give yourself more freedom, and to create generational wealth. Please enjoy, please subscribe, and we'll see you inside. Oh, here we go. What's up, team? Hope you guys are good. We've got another question. So today we're talking about, let's say, launching a new program. So the question is, this week's going pretty well. We've put our foot down on getting things launched for May. We're aiming for the low-hanging fruit first based on the module that you recommended. So this is a module that we have. Obviously, we've got hundreds of hours of videos in our membership site. So they're broken down into about 40 different categories and about 10 videos per each. These are recordings that we've been recording over the last 3 years in helping not only take our business to multiple seven figures, but helping other people do the same. So we're aiming for the low-hanging fruit first and then opening it up to the public. Maybe just a few slots, but maybe an idea of how to launch, or the product on IG, or how to build this hype would be great. So my response was, such a good question. This, in my opinion, requires every post and every day on your story talking about the new opportunity. Don't say something like, hey, got something exciting, you guys should watch out, blah, 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 blah. Everyone sees that as disingenuous and building up fake anticipation. And then I said, if you guys are, you know, ready, and you're listening to this and you agree that you genuinely feel this when you see it. When someone goes, hey, I've got something like really exciting coming up. You feel like saying, hey, like, why are you being an idiot and just tell me what it is? Instead of doing that, just start talking about the new opportunity. However, I said, but it needs a name. And then say how excited you are about it, what the benefits are, what your intentions are, and how many lives you're hoping to be changed with that extra attention to detail of this new opportunity, new program, and that you guarantee results and extra support. So let me break that down a little bit and kind of summarize what I mean by that. So when we market generally, or when we're talking about things, we're trying to build up an element of excitement. I understand that. But you want to come across as authentic as you possibly can. Like, that goes without saying. You want to communicate that you genuinely want to help people, which I'm sure you guys do, and that instead of, when you're in any communication with another human being, they're always trying to weigh up like what you're saying or doing or your interaction with them benefits them and what of that has a negative impact on them. Now, let's just imagine that I knock on your door and I ask you to press a button on my phone, and it takes you a second to do, but it's really valuable for me, okay? And I go, hey, can you, hey, I know you may be super busy, this will take like 2 seconds, can you just push this button on my phone? You push the button on my phone, I go away, and let's say I make $1 million because you push the button on my phone. You'll still feel like you've been used to a degree. Like, you'll feel like, oh, well, okay, but it didn't negatively affect you at all. But you feel like that interaction was, let's say, a mild form of using, right? Because psychologically, we're like, well, what's in it for us? So, unfortunately, most of us, and all of us do this at times, we're like, okay, you're benefiting from this, but I'm not. And you see that as a negative rather than, hey, this isn't going to take me any time whatsoever, but I can really help you make a lot of money or do whatever it is that you want to do. And generally, we don't see it that way, unfortunately. So the point I'm trying to make is, when you're in a communication like this with people, or you're trying to sell someone something or market or communicate to someone, for example, and you're talking about this new opportunity, they're thinking, okay, well, what's in it for me? So if you're talking about, hey, I've got this cool thing coming up, they're like, okay, but what's in it for me? You're just kind of, you're clearly just kind of dangling a carrot here to try and like drum up attention. Instead, you can communicate how amazing this new opportunity is and say, this could be really good for you because... Because then people are like, oh, well, that's exactly what's in it for me if I choose to do that. And then also communicate why you're doing it, what your intentions are. So that's exactly why I communicated my response. So let me say this again. My response was, that is such a good question. This requires every post, every day on your story talking about the new opportunity. Don't say, hey, I've got something exciting coming, watch out, blah, 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 blah. Everyone sees that as disingenuous and building up fake anticipation, right? So I said, generally speaking, you're like, why do you feel like you're being an idiot? Why don't you just tell me what it is? Instead, just talking about it. But it needs a name. And you need to say how excited you are about it, what the benefits are, what your intentions are, and how many lives will be changed because of the extra attention to detail, the guaranteed results, and the extra support. So here's an example. I'll give you a real honest, blunt example. The Apollo Inner Circle that you guys may have seen, may have heard, started this way. I had a conversation with Jonathan, who some of you guys will see is one of the best trainers in Sweden. He's making $250,000 a month. Blah. A year would be a lot. A month, which is even more, obviously. He's making $250,000. Well, his top grossing month was $325,000 USD, and that was December, I think. So we're floating anywhere between that and $250,000 every month. Now, he was making like $80,000-$90,000 when we first started working together, which is still an enormous amount of money, I know. But he's doubled and tripled his business in that period of time. Now, I realized that, listen, I would really like to be involved in helping him grow this business to the moon. And I decided to take on a client. And then I took on Andy and a few other people. And a handful of people later, I'm like, hey, this could be really cool. I really enjoy this. So, if I was to talk to you guys about Apollo, I would literally just say the truth. What's my intention? Well, truthfully, my intention was, when I first started, not only helping people, but what was my selfish intention? It wasn't money. Respectfully, this may rub some of you up the wrong way. I don't need any more money. I'm sure at some point in time I'll buy like, you know, $10 million houses and all of those things, but I have more money now than I ever thought I would ever have. In investments and property, you know, literally millions, which is amazing. But I don't need any more money. What I wanted was fulfillment. And because I had delegated both businesses, well, three businesses really, so that I was not working in them, I was just managing the teams. So I used to have a daily meeting, 15 minutes, 20 minutes max. And I had three of those back to back that was going through each of the three businesses, and the heads of departments were basically reporting to me. And then I basically could do whatever the hell I wanted for the rest of the day. And I was a cabbage. I was like bored, stupid. So I was like, okay, this is sick, but like I need to do something. Like I have a gift and I want to express this to the world. How can I do that? So I decided to take on a small number of people who are making a lot of money already and they want to make $1 million, $2 million, $3 million over the next few years. That was my intention with Apollo. Now, obviously, I've got an amazing group of 15 and we're looking at setting up another group of 15 because I'm enjoying it so much. But I would tell everyone to communicate their intention, right? If your intention is to make a shitload of money, you should probably look a little deeper than that, because money, once you have a million, you're like, oh, well, I'll have another mil. And then you've got two, and it's like, well, I'll have another mil. If you create a mission statement, Cameron Herald wrote an amazing book called Your Vivid Vision. Find out what your biggest vision is, what your goal is. And for me, my goal for Apollo is that over the next few years, I want to work with a very small number of clients personally. And I want to take them beyond their goals. But in the process, I'm learning, I'm creating, I'm recording, I'm answering these questions, I'm setting up videos, pre-recorded videos, I'm putting SOPs, templates, everything that we've ever used in my fitness business to take it to seven figures plus. I'm putting together and giving these clients. Because in the next few years, I want to hand on heart say when I'm asked that if there's any place in the world they should go as a six-figure business owner to get to a million or more, I want to hand on heart be able to say, this is exactly where I would go. Not because it's mine, but because hand on heart, I believe that is the best program that will take them there. That's my big mission. That's my big goal. And in the meantime, write a best-selling Amazon book on how to do exactly that. So what I would do, if I were you, is to communicate your vision. Talk about this new opportunity, this new program, and how it's going to change the world. I hope that's useful. I hope that's motivated you guys today to get out there, crush it, and never give up. Peace. Thank you for listening. I hope that has been useful. Our time is our most valuable commodity. It is something that you will never get back, be it in your business, with your families, in your relationships. And I value your time and spending it here with us. As a thank you and to help you scale and grow your business, there are a number of ways that we can help you scale and grow for free. Number one, if you would like more leads in your business, you can go to unlimitedfitnessleads.com, download our blueprint, and go through our free video course that will talk you step by step through how you can 2x, 3x, and 4x your lead flow. Number two, you can go to unlimitedfitnesssales.com and get your hands on the exact $3 million sales blueprint that we have used in multiple businesses, including our fitness businesses, over the last number of years to scale and grow our own. Thirdly, you can jump inside our community at fitnesscoachcommunity.com. Lastly, and by no means least, if you are looking for a little bit more help, you can get a free consultation business audit from myself, Andrew, and the team. And absolutely free, this is not a sales call, it's very much a value add. And transparently, we know that a large number of you will see how impactful that is and may decide in the future to work with us. And you can get one of those at fitnessbusinessaudit.com, where we dissect exactly what's happening in your fitness business right now, be it online or in person, depending on what sort of structure you have with your business. See what roadblocks you have standing in your way, what your goals are, and actually on that call, reverse engineer a solution for you. Again, that is not a sales call. We know that there will be a large number of you that see that we are talking sense and may decide to work with us in the future. But for us, it is a way of giving back as a thank you and helping to scale and grow our community. As always, I hope you guys are having an amazing day. I hope you're being safe. Whatever you do, remember, there will be challenges on the way. There are always going to be challenges. Seek them out. Seek out those failures, because it is those failures that are going to launch you and catapult you into the next chapter of your life. As always, please like, subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next one.